Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We are glad to have you guys with us. For Ava, you're in the house here.
I'm always here.
Don, making a guest appearance.
Yeah, I'm here. Been busy.
Love to have you, Don, no matter what it is. The show will go a little bit longer today than normal, but that's okay. At least in the recording side of it, what are you going to say? Hey, we've got a great show today. We've got Jim Justison on. He's from the Minnesota Walleye Advisory Council. We're going to be talking a little bit about what the proposal for the DNR is for the state walleye limit reduction. That and more, you're going to want to listen to this when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, Eric.
Don.
Yeah, it's good to be back for a short stint.
Wow.
Well, you're going somewhere cool, though.
I am, and I'm going to try to join us next week from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas.
What's the weather going to be like?
Well, it appears, you know, first day is the range day, which I look forward to. I have the opportunity to sit down at the benches on the long range, which is what I enjoy the most. And
so what's the forecast going to be?
Well, the forecast, I think, is rainy and about 60 on range day, but after that it's going to be about 64.5 every day, sunny.
So that's not winds, Vegas weather, Don.
Winds about four mile an hour,
couple so, clicks to the
I mean,
right.
Last year when we were on range day, it was like 35-40 mile an hour gust. It's really hard to hit targets at 500 yards.
That's entertainment there.
Yeah, it is.
About 8 clicks to the right. And
well, no, actually you said 12 and I shot and he goes, I didn't even see dust.
That
spotter,
that know? Good.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, I didn't think I was very close on that one. That was a 12,
wow.
That was a 1,200 yard shot. You can't see the target with your naked eye.
No,
you got to get in the scope, and they walk you up the terrain. And there was two targets. There was a square one on one side, a round on the to the right of it, about 10 yards.
So give you an idea how high to pull.
Well, they had the rifles sighted in for those distances, but then the spotters are determining the humidity and windage and all of those factors and trying to dial you in. But if you don't make the exact adjustment and you don't know in that the gust of wind out there can be totally different than what you're experiencing here. So like you said, I didn't even see dust on that one. So
what were you shooting?
I think I was shooting a Christensen. It was about a $10,000.
What caliber?
That was a 308.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
I mean, you could be
you
off 20 yards with that kind of wind and that did at
oh,
that distance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially when you get out that far.
Yeah.
You start to lose trajectory.
Well, everything changes, you know, in flight.
Drops off.
I mean, it feels like a two-second delay from the time you pull the trigger to the
I want you to shoot a 50 cal out there. That's what I want you to shoot.
They have a 50 cal.
I want you to shoot.
I shot a 50 cal before.
Well, I want to hear this year you go out and shoot it, and what was the experience? I think a lot of people will want to know what's it like to shoot a 50 cal, because I have not shot a 50 cal. I've shot a lot, but not a 50 cal.
Well, there will be a difference, because a 50 cal on a tripod or a bipod, probably be on a bipod, is going to be a lot different than the one I shot in the military that was mounted on a Jeep.
That would be, well, no, yeah, again, we're talking accurate 50 cal versus a...
But we, you know, in the military, we were shooting at 55-gallon barrels 1 mile away, 5,280 feet away. And you literally, in that case, you're using tracers and you're walking it up. You know, you're not sighting.
So the 50 cal. You know, of course, now if you look at the primary long distance military, they are not all 50 cal anymore. They're changing calibers. So it's they're dropping calibers and doing some different things to get accuracy up and portability and everything else.
Yeah, so that's range day. I mean, it's they've got every pistol. They have literally 200 manufacturers on the firing line. You can go up and down it, and you can choose the manufacturers that you want to try their firearms.
How many people are
they only
there?
allow 2,000 people from around the world. It's an invited. It took me 2 years to get invited, and I don't want to pass it up when I get the chance.
No, well, and then how long do you have to wait? Like, if you wanted to shoot a certain gun, on average,
well, keep in mind, if you average that out, there's only 10 people standing at any firearm. Once they've shot it, they've moved on to the next, and not everybody has the same interest. A lot of guys are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a whole field of those companies with say shotguns, you know, Benelli's and Browning and those kind of things. So you can go over and shoot trap if you want. I did that too. They just gave you a box of shells and they say, have at it, have fun. And then they've got new firearms that they look like an AR, but they're 12 gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy.
Oh, yeah. I think the important thing here too, Don, is, and even when you look at it, it's like is in any new product demo that you'll have, a lot of dealer meetings we go to, that I go to in the Marine world, if you have a new product that somebody, you know, it's touted, it's like, this is the new thing, people are going to jam and flock to that new piece.
Sure, so you'll wait longer for that.
Right. And again, it's because this is a buying show for dealers to go to experience what they want to carry in their stores. So they'll come away with this. They'll send in orders when they get done with this show based on whatever promotions are going on, what they test in the field, what they think is good. And they'll go that way with it. And really, that's what it comes down to. So you may have a new pistol and a new rifle and a new shotgun, and there's like five new pieces that everybody wants to be able to try because it's the hot thing. Same thing happens with the boat side, motor side. It happens in skis. It happens in every element when it comes to a buying show. And that's what makes the buying shows kind of cool, because you get first look at it and you get first attempt to say, okay, this is cool. And once you experience it, then it comes back to the wherever your dealership is, and you can talk it up with the customer. Say, "Hey, I shot it. This is amazing." Or
yeah, I mean, in this particular situation, you actually get hands on. You get a chance to fire that. I mean, you know, the long range rifles. Keep in mind, the ammunition is fairly testing. If you got that many, if all 2,000 people shot that rifle that day, they'd spend a load of money. but there was usually like three people waiting to get up to the bench on the rifle that you want.
And how many shots do you get?
Well, you'll take anywhere from 3 to 5.
Yeah, I'd say you'd get a good feel of. Yeah.
That's all you're
going to
shoot
like.
Anyway, and then you give the gun a rest, rifle a rest.
Yeah,
because
rifles don't shoot like a handgun.
Well, they're not. Yeah,
they're not designed to shoot.
No, the barrel will get hot.
You'll heat the barrel up.
Yeah,
and then the barrel will have a movement to it, and that's one of the biggest things. You never shoot in more than a five grouping.
Yeah, some of these are even composite. You know, barrels, lightweight.
Gotta love that.
Oh, they're nice.
Don's drooling on the table. Can you get him a napkin? Can you wipe that up before break? All right, tell you what, we are going to be back. We're going to be talking with Jim Justison from the Minnesota Walleye Advisory Council. What's coming up in the state's proposal for limits across the state, but it may be coming to your state.